brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
All right, let's do it. Let's chop it up. We got Jacob in Dallas, Texas. What's going on?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
We can.
Awesome. Love your guys' show. John, absolutely love your show. Been a long-time listener.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you, dude.
Stoked.
What's up?
Yeah, so got a two-part question for you. This might not be as much of a money question as it is a relational question, so do with it what you will. my wife and I moved to Dallas around 5 months ago, and it's been super rough since we got here. We're finally getting our feet underneath us. We both got jobs. She got a job in marketing, and I'm in the end stages of my background investigation with a local police department in the area. We are on track with the baby steps, doing all this stuff, and she's having a really hard time at her job, and her boss is being a real jerk. And I don't know my place as her husband, where it crosses the line for me to step in and speak to him. A little bit of background so you guys know what I'm talking about. He is a very stubborn guy. She's running a business for him, or he's trying to market this new product and essentially start up a business. And he put a lot of trust in her from the beginning to hire a team and be that person for his business, and he put it in her hands. And he's been super indecisive this whole time and shortening the deadline of launch to now 6 weeks, where it's supposed to take 9 months. And she's got her hands up in the air, like, what do I do?
Do you trust your wife,
and
Jacob?
I trust my wife so much.
All right, stay out of this completely. She's a grown-up, mm-hmm. and this is where she works.
Like, that's what I'm thinking.
It's real tempting to take this back to, like, recess and be like, you talk to my girlfriend. This is a place of business. If she doesn't like it, she can walk out the front door.
Right. That's what I think. I just don't know the boundary, because when he starts speaking to my wife in a way that is extremely dishonoring in front of her
coworkers, then she gets up and walks out the door.
Exactly. Okay. That's what I was thinking.
Why hasn't she?
Yeah. Well, we're in a little bit of a place where we need the money right now. So we're in a position where we hate it, where it's like, babe, I can't just have you walk out right now, which is what I want to be able to do. But
no, my dignity is not for sale. And my wife's dignity is not for sale either. Mm-hmm. Do y'all have little kids?
No.
Okay. Then it may be that I'm going to put my enrollment in the academy on hold, because I'm going to go work 3 jobs so that my wife can get out of this mess.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all have created a world where you feel like we got to put up with this. When Jade and I, we're always talking about freedom. Dave, mm-hmm. we're always talking about freedom, freedom, freedom. This is exactly what we're talking about. Because if y'all don't owe anybody any money, then you laugh and smile at the student and be like, dude, we out, right? No one's going to talk to me that way. But y'all feel trapped. What would it take for you guys to financially for her to be able to walk out the door?
Just, I think the smart choice is finding another job before she leaves, because we've had little to no income since we've been in Dallas.
It's so bad that you're about to do something stupid.
What do you mean?
Like, you're about to go confront another grown man at his place of business where he pays your wife.
I want to, in the fact that that's my wife, but I know that's not the smart choice. I'm not going to do that.
But I'm saying, it's that bad. It's that bad.
I mean, and you called in here saying, should you do that? So you definitely considered it. Let's be honest about that.
Okay.
What does she make? What does she earn? What does she earn at that job?
She takes them around $4,000 a month.
Okay. Is there something that she could find in her field to replace $4,000 a month? I'm thinking yes.
Yes. No question in my mind.
Sure. We've had a long journey trying to find a job, though. She's had a lot of interviews, and people just don't want to hire for some reason. So this is the first job that she's actually gotten hired since she's been looking.
Okay, but it's not the last job she'll get hired in.
Understood.
That's the thing you got to...
Right. The other kicker is, in a month, I'm going to be on the police department's payroll. So it's like, okay, we only have 1 month to fudge this, you know? So what's the... I don't know, because I keep telling her, I don't want to overstep. You have your thing to do with your boss, but also this would...
If she were to call in today, what would she be telling us?
In what manner?
Is she coming home every day saying, I want to quit, I want to quit? Or is she coming home every day just being like, gosh, my boss is such a jerk. What a butthead. And is she talking about quitting?
No, she loves her job and the team that she works with. She just can't get anything done when she's at work because her boss is a jerk and he doesn't trust her to do the job that he hired her to do.
This is you busybodying, brother. This is between her and her workplace.
Okay.
What I'm saying? Like, if she loves her job, she loves the work, she loves the challenge, she just has an annoying boss.
And
yeah, but I'm just sitting here listening to her talk, and I'm like,
okay, so maybe that's the boundary, right?
That might be a conversation. If she's coming home every day and she's, you know, trashing her job, it's making you feel confused. You can have that conversation with her to say, listen, if you love your job and you're happy, but you come home every day and complain, it makes me think that you need to move on.
Or she may be, she's using you as a garbage bin, right, for all the bad stuff.
And if you don't want me to think that you need to move on, then I need to hear both sides of the story. I need to hear the positive stuff. And in that way, it's a little bit more balanced, and we're just normal people talking about day-to-day life.
And I was bad about that. I'd come home and tell my wife all the stuff, the good, but also, man, this guy did this and this guy did that. Until she finally said, hey, I can't solve any of these problems, but you're continuing just to come home and fill our communication with negative, 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 negative. Either quit.
Mm-hmm.
And when she said that, I was like, I don't want to quit. And I realized, oh, all she's getting is the worst parts of the day.
Yeah.
And that was on me. And I had to change that. But that took her drawing a boundary, a relational boundary, saying, I can't, if you have something awful that you want to share with me that you want me to sit with you in it, we're going to grieve it because we're getting ready to do something different, awesome.
Yeah.
I'm all in. But if it's just to complain, I'm kind of over that. I don't want to hear that all the time.
Yeah, because if you're going to complain that much, at some point you do have to take action.
Right.
So it's like, it's the old piss or get off the pot kind of analogy. Can I say that, James? That's all right.
Well, we just did. And you're sitting there, you're like, you're about to get yourself kicked off the police force before you even join.
I know,
yes.
By
accosting a dude in his own parking lot.
You cannot assault this guy and like cuss him out in the parking lot.
Yeah. I think a valid question, a valid question is, are you asking for my advice or my wisdom, or do you just want me to listen?
I love that. That's good, John.
That's a question that will frame any of these conversations, because if you want your opinion, she wants your opinion, you're going to give it to her. But otherwise, I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to listen. And dude, I get it. When somebody talks to your wife, you get all riled up like it's middle school again. It's her job. She's a professional. You trust her. She's smart. Let her handle her business.
Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.